Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after, 800-531-3815, toll free, coast to coast, 800-531-3815. Beverly Williams is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. As I promised you, she is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the World, as chosen by the SBA, and she's the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and as I said earlier, folks, nobody on the planet does more for home-based businesses than Beverly does. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you, and good morning. You know how to put a smile on somebody's face.
I do what I can. but in this case, folks, it's all true. That's the thing, is it's 100% true, and Beverly, it's good to have you back.
Well, thank you. I always enjoy being with you.
Beverly, I want to go off the home-based business success tip series just for a little bit.
Okay.
Because of something that's been happening recently, and it's this question that I get, and I know you get a lot too, and I know you've been getting it a lot from a lot of people, but here's the question, if I can find the question. Basically, it's people saying that they want to start their own business,
mm-hmm.
and they want to start a home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't know what to do. And they ask me all the time. In fact, here it is. I want to work at home. This person actually is planning to retire. I want to work at home with a business where it is convenient. What type of businesses are available?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the truth is it is a little easier to shop for a home-based business than it is a non-home-based business. Now, I don't know if you agree with me or not, Beverly, but it is a little more possible to shop for a business like that than it is to shop for a regular business. Would you agree with that?
No.
Okay. Well, for example,
right.
Let's say that, and I don't want this to sound sexist, but let's say a lady was trying to start a home-based business, and she decided to become an Avon salesperson, or a Tupperware, or one of those Longer Burger Baskets, the Longer Burger Basket organization. You see
mm-hmm.
what I mean? That there are those kinds of things where they could kind of shop for that. You still disagree with me, huh?
Well,
but I
think you pulled an example out of the air that is something that, yes, it's available. You can find it by calling your local friendly Avon lady and saying,
"You just can't
say
I'm right, can you? You just can't get it out, can you, Beth?"
I'm being really, I'm having a hard time not biting my tongue too hard. I'm really, my concern about people asking this question, and I do get it all the time, and it's really difficult to come back with an answer that's going to satisfy somebody. In fact, I can never satisfy them with the first answer, the immediate answer, because I can't tell you what kind of home-based business you should be running from your home without having a whole lot more information.
Right.
You may make a great Longaberger salesperson. You may make a great Avon lady or man, but I don't know that until I know more about you and your skills and your desires and your home atmosphere, your home situation. Do you have children? Do you need, how much money do you need?
But Beverly, I didn't say that it was easier for us to pick a business for them, because I agree with you. There's no way we can do that. I can't answer this man's question.
Right.
I honestly can't answer this man's question. But the thing is, except in terms of what he asked for. What he
right.
wants me to do is give him two or three choices. And I can't do that. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
But the thing is that what we will tell him is what you and I have talked about, a dozen times at least over the last 5 years, and that is that you have to make sure you do something that you love very, very much.
Exactly.
It's got to be something that wakes you up at night. You can't wait to get back to doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to sleep thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. And no matter how bad things get, you still want to be doing it. That's what you should go into, whatever that is.
Exactly.
And you and I are 100% on the same page there.
Right.
All I'm getting at is there are things out there. There are also a lot of things that you don't want to get into. There are things that are landmines. They're scams. There are a lot of scam artists who prey on people like this gentleman who wrote me this email.
Right.
But the thing is, there are quality organizations like some of the ones we mentioned.
Yes.
Where people could get into something, but remember I used the word shop.
Mm-hmm.
They could shop around and say, wait a minute, I've always loved this. This fits that.
Right.
And I don't know. I didn't say it would be easy. I didn't say it would be the way to go. It's just, to me, it would be, if you're going to be home-based, it would seem to me that if you take the time, you could actually shop around and find something to do. And if you think about it, Beverly, it's a little bit harder for a lot of people to create a home-based business from nothing than it is a regular business.
Yes. I agree with that one.
Because everybody, see, you did publishing, right? You did desktop publishing.
I started out doing desktop publishing.
Okay, I started as a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people aren't like that. A lot of people have been laid off from a plant or something like that. They've lost their job, and they don't have the skills that you and I had. So and they, or at least they think they don't.
Right. That's one of the things that I talk about when I counsel or teach the startup home-based businesses, because people in the class say, oh, well, I'm still trying to figure out what to do. I was hoping to find something by coming to this class. I said, well, I'm not going to tell you. I can't tell you what you should be doing. But you could find a need and fill it. That's one possibility. And they immediately think I'm saying, okay, go out and see what somebody else needs and see if you can do that for them. Well, that is true, but it's more, what is your need?
Mm-hmm.
What is your desire? What is your passion? And you
In
need
fact,
to know yourself a little bit.
Hold on to that thought, Beverly, because when we come back, we're gonna get to give you some ideas that you can write down on a piece of paper that I think might help you. I hope this gentleman's listening, and if he's, whether he is or not, that's what we're going to tell him. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Beverly Williams.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you. When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
We're back. It's
the first thing you do when you get up out of bed.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbspa.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Beverly Williams is our guest, and she is the president of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses and the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Planet, and our good friend, Beverly. Beverly, let's talk about some things that we can do. I know We laid all this on them earlier that you know, we really can't tell them what to get into,
right.
What kind of a home-based business to start. But there actually are some techniques and some tips that we can give them on how to make this happen. And my first suggestion, just to get this thing started, is to say, okay, take a piece of paper and something to write with. I don't care if it's chalk or a pencil or whatever. Take something to write with and say, okay, I'm going to start writing down the things that I love more than anything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Could be food, could be clothes, could be shoes, could be cars, tennis, golf, whatever. And write all those down.
Mm-hmm.
And then go back and put them in order of what's the thing you care the most about. And it could be children, could be church, whatever. And then see if that little exercise doesn't reveal to you an area that you want to move into, and that's where you start your due diligence.
I want to know how you got a hold of the draft copy of my book manuscript.
Well,
no,
family, you've been teaching me this for 5.5 years. Listen, I'm a good student.
Well, that's exactly what I suggested. And I actually tell people to draw a line vertically down the page, and one column is love to do, and the other is hate to do. And those very strong words, because you do want to bring out your passions. And you know, saying you like something or you don't like something is willy-nilly. We really want to be very definite about what you like and what
you don't
like.
We can't be weenies about this, can we?
No, you better not be. You better not be. You want to bring out those passions, and you want to be as specific as possible on what you love to do. You know, for instance, if you say, you know, I really like helping other people, well, that's great. It's very noble, but it's not very specific, so you need to be real specific. Then once you've done your list, I go back and tell people to prioritize them. Now tell me, what do you really love the most out of all?
Mm-hmm.
And try and whittle it down to 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 things. Then I have them make another list. And this next list is, what do I need to know, or how can I take this to the next level and turn it into a business?
That's the due diligence process.
Mm-hmm. And it could be that you find that there's something, you know, you love baskets, okay? You want to find out more about being a Longaberger basket.
This is where you get to do the shopping, folks.
Yes. This is the part that people don't like as much, because it takes some research, it takes some time, and I think that impatience is one of the things that...
It paves the road to failure, doesn't it?
It really does. People say, you know, tell me what to do and tell me what I can start tomorrow.
I want to do it right now. That's right.
And it doesn't work that way. It really and truly does not work that way. So make your list, do your due diligence, and then think on it a little bit more. Still don't rush into anything, whether you're buying a business opportunity, such as buying into a Mary Kay where there is an outlay of some money to buy your supplies and so forth, or whether it's something that nobody's heard of before. It may be a great business opportunity. We've talked lots and lots of times on this show about how to check those out, how not to get scammed. You need to take the time to get to know the business, to get to know yourself.
Well, and the other thing is, whenever I hear people ask that question, implicit in that question to me is that they also don't know anything about running a business.
Yes.
Because if they knew anything about business, I think they would be less likely to ask that question. And we have to remind people is that when you're in business, there are two aspects. One is the business that you're in, and the other is running that business.
Right.
Two separate things.
You're very correct. Absolutely correct.
Yeah. What was that, chapter 4 in your book?
Close.
By the way, speaking of the book, when's it going to be out, next year?
It will be out next spring sometime.
And do we know the title now?
We don't yet. We're still pushing for Business in Your Bathrobe.
Yeah?
The publisher wants The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Business from Home.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
We're trying to do a combination, Business in Your Bathrobe and the subtitle, because it's all about lifestyle.
Yeah.
It is totally changing your life.
Business in Your Bunny Slippers. What about that?
I think they'd go for that even less. The concern is that if we call it Business in Your Bathrobe, that I'm going to show up in a bathrobe to do interviews, which I might, you know.
So. Well, you know, folks, the thing is when this book comes out, you're going to want it, because it's by Beverly Williams and Don Cooper, who are both good friends of ours, and I've been on the show many times before. Beverly actually introduced me to Don. Beverly, it's been a lot of fun as always. I got 20 seconds. You got any last minute words of wisdom?
Do what you love, and the money will come.
Yeah,
that's an old cliche, but it does work.
It really is. The money part needs to be secondary, doesn't it?
It really does.
It really comes better if it is secondary, doesn't
it? Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And I know that sounds counterintuitive, folks, but it's the truth. Beverly Williams, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time.
I'll be here.
Quick break, right back with Dr. Chad Moutre after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.